Spawn on kelp is a piece of kelp sandwiched between layers of tiny white herring eggs. A piece of kelp can be covered by up to a half inch of eggs on either side. It's commercially harvested in early or mid-April, depending on when the herring are spawning, but fishermen need to be in the area ready before spawning begins. Scott Forbes is a commercial fisheries management biologist for the Department of Fish and Game. He explains how fishermen harvest spawn on kelp.
They set up a pound structure, which is either a square rectangular structure with a bunch of webbing attached. They hang kelp across this, and then they introduced herring into that pound, and the spawning herring will actually attach their eggs to the kelp.
A typical configuration for a pound is a floating rectangle measuring 20 feet by 30 feet. It's usually made of wood, but Fish and Game have started seeing aluminum ones also. The kelp is attached to ropes and submerged in water. The herring are transported into the pound by dropping one side of the webbing.
Once those fish are in the pound, you want to minimize the amount that you're moving them around and bugging them. You don't want to be interfering with the herring too much in the pound. You want them to be kind of becoming a bit more of a natural state, and that helps induce spawning.
The goal of the pound is to concentrate the herring so that they have no choice but to spawn on the kelp that's there. A female herring has thousands of eggs that are very adhesive. In nature, these eggs will stick to kelp, eelgrass, rocks, or anything that's found in the intertidal area. After the fish are introduced into the pound, they can stay in the pound for up to 6 days before they have to be released.
What happens is they'll just drop one of the sides of the mesh, they'll release the herring, and the herring just kind of swim out on their own time. It's kind of fun watching that because oftentimes they've been in there for a few days and they'll just stay in there because they're kind of comfortable. And then finally, you know, a group of fish will notice there's a side dropped, and you'll just see this massive migration out of there.
The kelp is cut and placed into totes with heavy brine and salt. According to a Southeast processor, the kelp runs down a belt where the bad pieces are cut off. It is then packed in pails with brine and salt and shipped to Japan.
Japanese name is komochi, kombu. Just a slice, tiny slice, very salty.
That's Yoko Motiho. She's a manager of Yama Seafood, a seafood wholesaler in New York City. She says there isn't much preparation to the spawn on kelp after it is shipped to her company and then sold to restaurants. It is sliced into thin pieces and served without cooking. While komochi kombu can be found in Japanese restaurants in the United States, the dish has a very specific place in Japanese culture.
In Japan, we use occasionally for once a year for New Year's dish.
In Southeast Alaska, spawn on kelp is also harvested by Alaska natives. Unlike the commercial fishery, it is not soaked in brine. Wilma Stokes is a Haida elder in Wrangell. She says spawn on kelp is cut into pieces, and some people dip it into soy sauce or hooligan oil.
They just put it in their mouth, and you're chewing not only the eggs, you're chewing the kelp portion, which tastes just like, it tastes like the sea.
The first spawn on kelp fishery takes place in Craig. In Ernest Sound, Forbes predicts spawning will occur the second or third week in April. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.